What's in your thoughts? Oh, what's in your mind? What fills your head and what leaves it behind? It's too much today. It's too much today.
Hey listeners, welcome back to Filling in the Gaps Rerolled. We hope you had some great gaming since the last time you listened. And if you're new, welcome to the table. As I said in the beginning, we are Filling in the Gaps Rerolled, and we may not be an actual play podcast, but we hope our podcast helps you actually play. So by halfway through this episode, I hope you're on a tangent, writing everything down. Tweet at us, Discord us, Instagram us. Maybe we'll have one by then. Who knows? Anyway, we are three DMs who create stories / sessions based on randomized theme and scenario tables determined by our 2d20 rolls. It's a great way to get the creative juices flowing and flex those DM muscles. Oh, yeah. With that, let's introduce ourselves. I'm DM Mambo, or Sam, and I'm one of your hosts.
I'm Malcolm, another one of your hosts.
I am the other host, David.
All right, to start this episode cooking and hot, I've got a spicy question for you all.
Spicy question? Okay, let's hear it.
If you had a phylactery, what would it be? What would you infuse your soul into to make yourself a lich? I'll start, because I'm going to do something I think we can all guess I'm going to do. Is I'm going to do a vinyl record of Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5 as my phylactery. So every time you play that sweet, sweet sound, I'm coming at ya.
All right, so that's where you put your soul. I have a few options. I would probably go with either a book, because I like to write poetry and different things in my free time, or I have had a teddy bear since I was a very young child, and he has been with me through countless life events that are very important, and thus I'd probably infuse my soul in there, because then I'd also be very angry at you after you've killed me, because you'd have to kill the teddy bear, and I'm just like, what's wrong with you? Why would you do that? That's just, there's being a party, and then there's being monstrous.
Very nice. I would go on a non-sentimental route, and I would, there was a great story where they talked about kind of stealing away an enemy in basically a big tungsten sphere ball. So I would put whatever my phylactery is, probably like a dice or something, inside this ball and then drop it in the marinara's trench.
The marinara sauce, yes.
My phylactery is a little cup of marinara sauce that goes in this ball and just gets dropped to the bottom of the ocean.
I mean, you could just, at that point, the smart move is just like, put in a rock, throw in the ocean. Rock's not going to die.
Oh, David, you should put in a Pokeball. Like one of those, like the ones you got from McDonald's back when McDonald's was cool, and then throw it into the Mariana
Trench. It would be the little gold card that was inside those Pokeballs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I almost said the Lazarus Pit. That's not right. The Tartarus Pit. Look, man, we're jumping all sorts of things.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
On that note, I have a separate question for Malcolm.
All right. Let's hear it.
Shall we roll?
Let's do it.
Alright, I am back to rolling my fall-themed leaf dice, since we're recording this at the very beginning of September. I'm not sure what the date is when it'll actually come out.
Let's see.
I'm rolling for theme.
I'm rolling scenarios, and I rolled a 5.
I got a 13.
We're just burning through those 5s. Wait, did we roll 5 last time? I can't even remember. Last episode, did we roll 5?
You did roll a 5 last.
Yeah.
It's a great number. I definitely like the number 5.
Yeah, it's a good lucky one.
When
I was a kid, my mom said that 5 was her lucky number. So I also said 5 was my lucky number. She was like, no, that doesn't work. So I was like, 5 times 5, 25 is my new lucky number. And so she was like, all right, yeah, it's not 5. And that's fine. But yeah, 5 is a good number.
So, today's combination, we have from our host, Mambo, we have Dreamland is our theme, and from...
Oh, that's from me.
Yeah, that's...
I am...
Mailman.
It's all
from
right.
Malcolm.
Yeah.
Words. And our scenario is from Orlikan. It is arriving at town at a town where the players are the bad guys. So a dreamland and arriving at a town where the players are the bad guys.
This feels pretty easy. He said, knowing he'll regret those words later. Oh, what are you thinking, Mambo?
I'm thinking of a Neverland themed adventure where your party are the pirates. Or your party are the Lost Boys, who in the eyes of the pirates are the bad guys. Because they're the ones stealing all their food and stuff.
I was taking it a little bit more traditional in route, with the idea of it being a perhaps more of a nightmare land to the people. It's a dreamland, but it is a place where you come in and it is all of the past things your party has done wrong being presented, all those people there. All know, like, everything you've done wrong. And it's, like, you could do this with, like, the thing of them being on trial by, like, Hands of Fate or whatever. But does that kind of typical story of, here are your sins laid before you, what say you to what you have done, type thing. But I like the idea of Neverland. And then, real quick, I want to try something a little different this time. We'll just all go around saying what the first thing to come to mind is, and we'll kind of pick up from there and see how the ideas grow from there. Test it out. So, David, anything come to mind for you?
So, the first thing that I got, basically, I pictured this kind of being, like, one of the kind of stereotypical encounters where you need to, like, delve into someone's dreams. And so, it would maybe be a party member or an important NPC. And so, in their dreams, it's this big, like, mindscape where they need to go and complete a quest inside this person's dreams. And it could be someone that they know, and so they're encountering all of these NPCs that they've seen in the real world that are part of this person's psyche. But deep down, this person doesn't like the party or has, like, issues with how they do things. And so you get to go into these towns and the dreams and be kind of the bad guys, but not really know why.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. I also thought of another one, if I'm allowed.
Oh, sure.
What if they are in a town full of quote-unquote monsters, where they are, it's like a safe zone for quote-unquote monster races. You know, you have your typical, like, mind flayers, beholders, and all of that like that, and it's just, holy crap, another adventuring party's coming here to kill us. We haven't done anything. We're at a bar. We're at a tavern, and you came in here.
I want to stop you there, Mambo. I actually ran that once upon a time when I was an active DM, which, man, I hope I am by the time this is recording, or released. But, it sounds like you're kind of going or in a similar direction, if not the same, of it. And so, yeah, the concept's really cool, and the idea of it being that there's these monsters in this area, where they believe that it's a safe haven for them, where they don't have to deal with adventurers, so they could have to earn the trust of these creatures and have them naturally have a distaste for them because they're adventurers, is interesting. Witcher kind of does this at a point. Witcher 3 has a point where it has all of the monsters that you've affected come out, and there's a point where you can kind of plead your case of, like, you were terrorizing this village and I didn't hurt you, I just asked you to leave. And they're like, and someone will be like, no, he's right, he didn't hurt us, that's true, and they just walk away. And there's other times, or if a different playthrough, of course, you can go through and you could have attacked them, they're just like, no, then I'm not gonna reason with that guy has blood on his hands, he attacked my brother, or he attacked so on and such forth. I feel like it took the wind kind of out of your sails there, Mambo, and that's, sorry, that wasn't my intention.
No, this is what this part is for, Malcolm. We're bouncing off our ideas, and then soon it'll all come together, and we'll all do the rich chef kiss at the end.
I feel like people who are just, like, listening are just picturing, like, a rich chef instead of a guy named Rich.
He could be both. He could be rich, rich. You know, rich, rich chef.
Well, you know, I don't know his financial situation. Maybe he is rich.
Rich in love, in support. Check out his check out the podcast he left us for, DM's Treehouse. No, they're great guys. They're great guys. We love them all. All four of those DMs are great.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, sorry about that. Didn't mean to step on your toes there, but I was just saying having it be kind of more antagonistic by nature, which is what sounds like you were going for anyway, would be kind of cool. And then earning that respect and that kind of stuff would be fun.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I really like the idea of this town of monsters, and I want it to be called Dreamland. I'm trying to find a monster that would be, like, the mayor who's really associated with sleep.
Oh, what if it's a beholder?
Beholders put people to sleep?
And I don't know if they put people to sleep, but I do love a beholder in a top hat and a mayor's badge. I'm thinking like Old West type of like a sheriff-esque mayor. Welcome, y'all, to Dreamland.
I was thinking a mind flayer could probably do something like that. It has enough control to be like, hey, I could just take control of all of you, but we're all going to be chill here, right, everybody? And then that's like the thing. It's like if anyone starts to get like uppity or like, we're going to go out and kill some vent, he's just like, no, we're not. We're not going to do that. And it's this kind of like creepy thing there. But yeah. What do you think, David?
I'm still trying to find a monster I want to use. There's an interesting one called a Banderhob, which is creepy looking, but their main thing is they pop out of shadows and steal away sleeping people. They look kind of like giant bipedal toads.
That's creepy.
Yeah, let me my, for once my computer seems to be like, hey, we're working pretty well today, so let me hop on and see what I can find.
Well, let's see, is there any creature that can cast sleep? Oh, a nightmare hag.
Hag is always a good option.
Yeah, it could be a hag mayor.
Do hags have to be women?
I think they tend to be. That actually would work really well because hags are fae that's been kicked out of the fae realm or the fae dimension. And they have vengeance always to come back into it. Like they always want to get reinstated into becoming fae. So you could have a powerful fae lady be kicked out, turn into a hag, but instead of trying to make her way in, she makes her own dreamland. She makes her own, like, quote-unquote, dreamland of, this is a haven for all of those monsters or hags or anyone who's been mistreated to come in here and seek refuge. And then your party gets hired by a fae lord or lady to say, this is a disgusting village type thing, like we need you to go in and destroy it because they're doing bad things.
And this is like paradise for the hag.
Right.
I like that a lot, actually. Having it be that kind of like safe haven for the monsters, and have it be that this hag is like, no, this is the dream. This is what I made all of this. And she can even call it Dreamland to kind of fit with what you were saying, David, of it being like, this is what I've worked my whole life for, is to have a place of acceptance and like love that I didn't get from the Fae. Oh, this is going to be a sad one, boys.
No, so I think that's
Ballad of the Nightmare Fae.
That's really good.
But you were saying, David? Sorry.
No. So it's called Dreamland because the mayor's powers are associated with sleep. And so that could be like the catchphrase is, every night slept here is a great one. Because they're being kind of affected by the magic of this hag.
Yeah. Every night you enter Dreamland.
A safe place to rest your weary head? But yeah, you have these. And then the cool part could be, you can put like whatever types of monsters you want here because of how this is set up. You can have high-level stuff. And then also, this... Oh, guys. This hag's gotta, like, have the fairy godmother complex. And it's just like, and you have a special place, and it's perfect for you. And it's like, she's setting up everybody's dreamland inside Dreamland.
That's really
like,
good.
Like, it's real nice.
I just thought of, what if it's all like a... Oh, man, this is gonna get... What if this hag is running like a facility called Dreamland, and when monsters want to retire or evil villains or anyone who's having a shit life wants a better one, they go to her. And what she does is she puts them in a special room where she puts a magic spell on them that puts them to sleep, and then they live out the rest of their days asleep in their own Dreamland.
Oh, I like that. So basically, all of these monsters are brought in, and this goes back to kind of the idea I had at the beginning where you need to delve into someone's dream. And so all of the monsters and whatnot that are in here sleeping, they're kind of in a shared dream space. So they'll be connected, but it'll definitely be like the dreams of this monster are over here, this monster are over here, and your party needs information from a sleeper in dreamland.
Yes, and waking them up is like the worst offense or crime.
And so you need to be put to sleep to go in and find this person's dreamland and kind of communicate with them.
Well, you could, if you wanted to make waking them up a bad thing, you could have it be that it wakes up everything, and you got some high-level monsters there. You can have it be like, there are the Mind Flayers, there are the dragons and different things, and be like, those are there, and they are
powerful and ancient, and
yeah, those are bad things that you don't want to wait. You'd rather deal with them in Dreamland, because you can have, like, the rule if you want of, like, you don't really die in the dream, like, and stuff like that. Or you could have it be,
if you die in the dream, you just wake up.
Yeah.
And so you could actually crank up all of the encounters that are in here and, like, murder your party, because they'll just have to do it again. And so
I like that.
This is almost also a Groundhog's Day, where you have to kind of go in and repeat it and dig your way through, but you'll have a little bit more information each time, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, man, I really like this. This is, I just imagine this little old lady called Granny or something like that. But yeah, I totally think, oh, man, that could just be so much fun. Hey, come in, dearie, come in. Here's your room. Would you like me to tuck you in, or would you like a warm glass of milk before you go to sleep? Yeah, and just creep out your players.
This would be a really good thing to drop in kind of later in your campaign. So if your party has actually defeated a bunch of different creatures, they could find like the remnants of those societies here. Like they've come to Dreamland as an escape because their plans are foiled and whatnot. And they see your party again and immediately are like, oh, these guys again.
Well, okay. There's a TV show that at one point they have the characters go to hell and they meet one of the characters they murdered earlier in the series, in the season, who was like the bad guy. But he's like, you know, give him some time to think on it. You guys aren't that bad. You're actually a pretty cool dude. So it would be fun to even, because now they're in like a paradise of their thing. So they could be like, oh yeah. And it's like, I'm sorry I was kind of evil and stuff earlier. I really just wanted this. As you can see, like you could have it be that you see the villain, he's like, I'm reunited with my love here. Like, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I don't really care what you're up to now. I don't have to destroy the world. I got what I wanted. It's real to me, and that's what matters. Get out.
Yeah, I also think it could be like they see that one, you know, reoccurring bad guy that they always foil. They're always, and he's just like, he's given up. And then you can have that interaction of him like, maybe I shouldn't give up. I'll get you yet. You know, like, you know, the bad guy that's not really that bad, but, you know, the party, like,
the box ghost.
Yes. The box ghost. I think that'd be great to see him, too, in there. And just, oh, if they enter each dream and they enter said dream of that one NPC, they always win. What if this one dream, they lose, you know? And that's his, that's his dreamland is finally beating like the nail in the bottom of his shoe. He finally gets a win, and that's how they get more information. They have to make the dreams better.
They go in and find their doppelgangers.
Yes.
These magical constructs that are them that are always getting beaten.
Yes. Yeah,
they can be, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with that. I think that's great.
Oh, I was going to say they can be like the stereotypical versions of your party. So if you have like the quote unquote dumb barbarian, he's extra dumb. He's like, I smack you with a stick, get out of my way. And you're like, oh boy, that's not how I sound at all.
Oh.
How dare you make me sound like I smack people with just a stick and that's it. Like,
I have a hammer.
I'm real. Yeah.
Then you can twist it on your party too and have it be so that all of these figments inside Dreamland, because they're losing all the time, they're kind of tired of that. And now you have this encounter or this group that's going to follow your party around to try and switch places so they can leave, so they don't have to lose anymore.
Yes. Or if say like your party wins instead of loses, like a dream, the monster that they flip the dream on wakes up, and now that monster knows that they're somewhere in this facility.
And so half your party needs to wake up to stave it off.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
And then you split the party. Whoops.
That's really good.
Oh, man. This one, I think I'm going to run.
Ooh, and if this is like, this could become like a really big set piece, because the hag that's running this would potentially get some kind of power or something from all the denizens.
Oh, maybe that's payment, is she gets to siphon some of their magical power off.
Yeah.
Or they get some sort of like, say a dragon comes in, she gets part of the horde. Or a powerful lich comes in, she gets part of his army. But like, her end goal is to take over the Feywild.
I was about to say, to invade the Feywild and take her rightful place back again. In.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And so you could have this hag, and you could just give her random abilities from all the monsters. Like, you could be fighting this hag, and she breathes fire like a dragon, because she can pull that from the sleeping dragon.
Oh, yeah. So every person who's asleep, and that means your party. So what if her whole thing is to get your party in there? So she can use your party's powers and abilities to like go in, and when your party wakes up, she's no longer there, and the Feywild is like burning.
Oh, that's good.
That sounds like a good start to a campaign. To have that kind of
A high level campaign.
You could do low level and see what happens.
I mean, you could.
You spoilers, you die. That's what happens. You don't fight the Fae. The Fae don't... That's not how that works. And also, to have Fae kind of flee into the other worlds would be interesting, because then you'd have those get way more chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And this hag doesn't kill people. She just puts more and more people to sleep. So, like, she'll weaken you with the powers of what she has, but it's all in the goal of sending you nappy by.
I think she should be, by nature, very, like, forthcoming with, not all with this information, but with, like, a lot of the stuff of, like, hey, I'm going to put you to sleep. It requires, like, a lock of your hair or a few drops of blood.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I get that's weird, but, hey, it's the way magic works. I'm sorry. You can't cast sleep on each other because it won't work that way. You won't be part of the circle, and I have to add you into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so it's like, no, I'm super chill. I'm not the bad guy here.
I think she's totally upfront. She's like, this is payment for my services. You want to stake a nap dragon? I need access to your fire breath type of thing. Like, she's
I think she's upfront with the monsters. I'm talking about with the party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think it's like, okay, you want to sleep? I need a payment.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be really cool if this is like they're tied to the dreamland, that when they regularly go to sleep, they get to revisit it until they break whatever the spell is that connects them. So when your party does a long rest, they wake back up in dreamland. And then as soon as they wake up, the doppelganger party is there waiting.
You could have that be a fun ally thing, though, too, if you just want to have it be like, you don't fight this granny, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what, she shouldn't have been kicked out. She seems real chill. And you're like, because you have to plan for Renegade Party. Renegade Party gonna happen. And so they're gonna team up with Granny and go off and try to take over the Feywild. And so if that's the case, you're gonna have it be that, they have a dream, like they can go to sleep and just be like, oh, hey, we're in Dreamland again. And you can make stuff in Dreamland.
Yeah.
And kind of mind palace it in a way, which would be fun.
Yeah. How would they get around? So how are they getting around Dreamland? Is it like a, like, Ready Player One style, when they load up the menu, it's like Beholder level, you know, Mind Flare level, or is it just jump to?
You could even have like a really cool map where all these dreamscapes are next to each other, and maybe you need like a boat to go between them, and they're floating on this.
You mean
ocean.
A dream boat?
Yes. You have to have it run by the skeleton that normally does the River Styx, but he's just like, I got a new job, yippee! And he's just so excited.
And the only difference, he has like all the same boat, but there's just like one flower. He's like, I got to make it nice.
I'm living the dream.
I'm living the dream. Oh, yeah, he's like asleep somewhere, and he's like, God, I always wanted to do a nice boat ride. Normally, I carry dead people. You're a lot more lively.
That'd be so great. And he's like, yeah. And he does like Universal Studios level tour, where he's like, and if you turn over here, you'll find nothing. But if you turn to your left, that's where you'll find the beholders, where we're going to stop next. Hey, I love that. He's great.
That's really good.
But yeah, you have that connect the dreams. I think each dream world, I don't think you should have it be, I think you would, the issue would have it be that you have to be able to talk to, I think whatever information you need should be distressing to the monsters, or your presence should be distressing to the monsters. A lot of people do the idea of like, oh, you're a foreign object in my dream. I don't know why you're here. And that automatically makes things aggressive towards you, which is fine. But if you wanted to go a different way, you could have it be like, everything's fine. So you get to see everything play out normally. And then it's like, how do you disrupt this without disrupting it? How do you talk to this person without ultimately breaking the illusion of I'm in a good place right now and this is good? So how do you talk to the dragon without the dragon just being like, hey, you're ruining my fun. And then them realizing you're not supposed to be here because you're ruining my fun.
So, that could be really good. So part of like getting your dreamscape here is you're given power over a certain amount of like square footage. And you basically can lucid dream only while you're in your area. And it can be based on, like, how powerful you are. So, like, a single Kuotoa would have, like, a small island in the water, whereas a dragon would have, like, a continent.
Yeah. A single Kuotoa only have a small island? Are you sure?
I think that's a great idea.
Your party wouldn't be affected by the lucid dreaming, and that could be something that really irritates all of the denizens, is they're used to just being able to shape what's around them how they'd like. But when your party rolls in, they can't affect them.
That's when you can start having like those diplomacy meetings of, all right, what can we do to make your dream better and for this information? And the dragon could be like, look, when I first got here, I noticed this asshole I really hated is here. Go fuck up his dream. When you're done doing that, come back and tell me what he looked like when he realized that his dream sucked, type of thing. You know, you could have those type of things, or it could just, your dragon could be like, look, I haven't lost a battle since I got here. Show me a true battle again.
Oh, I like the idea of, so that gives me an idea. The dream is, what if it's not set by the person? What if it's like they tell the Nightmare Hag what they want going in, but then once they get it, they're like, some of them are like, that was great for like a while. Now I'm kind of done with it and I don't know how to wake up. And so it's a thing of like, then you have your way of fix this dream. It's like, okay, you have them come in and go, oh, I originally thought endless battle would be super cool, but I've defeated enough enemies. I'm bored. I just want to rest now. And they keep coming and I'm tired of it. Get rid of them. And it's like, what do we do? How do we stop endless battle? How do we go, Kuotoa's like, I thought it'd be really cool to make a bunch of stuff on my own, but I realize I miss all my friends. Oh, okay. Convince them to dream up a friend. And you're like, oh, hey, that was an easy solution. But it's like, some of them are going to be harder, some of them are going to be easier. And it's going to be the thing of like, and to the credit of the Nightmare Hag, she doesn't know that she's given them the thing. She's thinking, I gave everybody what they wanted. It's great. But she's not going to dive in and check in on them.
Yeah, she doesn't care about them once they're in the dream.
Yeah, it's just the thing of like, no, to her, it's like, no, I gave them what they wanted. They knew what they were getting. We are very up for, like, for a hag, this is like top tier behavior of just kindness. So
I think it's
the thing of like, I'm being the best person. Why would they not be happy? And then that's it.
You would definitely want to run into a beholder because their paranoia would like get to them in the dream. They're like, this is supposed to be perfect, but I don't think it's right.
I actually think a beholder's dream would be them being anxiety free and just going, nah, man, super chill. Super chill, I think. Should be super chill, yeah. Like, there's still that little bit, but it's just like them being like, I'm real relaxed right now. I'm not going to worry about it.
All I see is like a surfer beholder.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's like,
he's just chilling on a couch.
Yeah.
It's the type of person where you know you have something to do, but you can't remember what it is. So it's like, no, I'm fine. I think I'm fine. I don't have anything. Probably. Pretty sure. So it's like, it's still, because beholders are known to be massively anxious. So just reducing that to like a little bit of like, everything's good, I think. Pretty sure. Right? And then so you can have the party either break it or just like mess it up. And then also, if you wanted to get real crazy, since the hag is going to go off and attack the Fae during this time, if you wake up the monsters, that might affect the battle of the hags.
Yeah, you'll take away the powers that she has.
And that might change what happens. And who knows? Maybe the other Fae are grateful. Maybe the other Fae are upset that you even had anything to do with her in the first place. At all. Because you made a deal with her. Just like the monsters did. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of open-ended stuff there that can happen.
You get to run into the really fun thing of, if you do defeat that hag, her magic's gonna go away. And this dreamland building full of sleeping happy monsters is now going to be full of super pissed monsters that are pulled out of their paradise.
Whoops.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's exactly what they need.
Mm-hmm. So there's no real clear answer on what you should do coming out of this.
I think that, personally, I think you should, you know, just be chill. You get your information and leave. Why you gotta involve yourself inside the hag's business? They're gonna fight their own stuff.
They're just gonna put the whole Feywild to sleep and gain all of the Feywild's powers. They'll probably stay in the Feywild at that point, right?
Right? At that point, I think they might just start tackling gods.
Now, can you put the hag asleep herself? If you manage to wake up, can you put her...
Oh, yeah, I can put her asleep with this big stick, says the barbarian.
Yeah, can she go to sleep herself, and then she gets her own dream? Like, she gets her own dream, you know?
Nah, she's living the dream. Do nightmare hags sleep? That's a good question,
I was actually pulling that up right now. I don't see why not.
That's like asking if the boogeyman sleeps, though, like... No, but also yes, kind of. If you wanted to, I get. I mean, if it's your game. So, spoilers there. It's your game. You get to do it however you want. You get to turn us off after minute one going, I don't like these guys' voices, if you don't want to. So, I'm pretty sure that if you want your night hag to sleep, you can. I personally don't think a creature of sleep would need to sleep.
Yeah, they're getting all the rest from siphoning it from their...
Yeah, yeah, I'm not saying she needs to sleep, but is that a way you could stop her?
Oh, by, like, entering her dream?
Oh, no, putting her to sleep in her own trap.
Okay, so there was this book series I read when I was a kid, and the way they beat the series world-ending Big Bad was that they just made her believe she won by putting her in a coma and having her be in the sleep of, I did it, I, like, destroyed the world, because that was her whole goal, was like, I'm going to destroy the world. So she's got, like, a thing where she starts to do it, and the book doesn't let you know that it switched over to a dream. It's just one part where one of them tries to shoot something, and it says, it looks like it missed, and then the rest of it's like the book goes on and you're like, oh my gosh, she's winning, oh my gosh, she won. It's a big twist on it, and then later on it all pulls back and it cuts back to the characters and goes, it was like, how long would she be asleep? And it was like, as long as we can get her, she's in a coma, we've made it that way now, like she's sustained in this, or she's constantly reliving her victory of, I did it, I won. So, if you could find, I guess, not a counter spell, but like a spell reversal thing, which I think would be interesting. You could homebrew an item or just have it be a certain way to do it back at her to reflect the spell back towards her, then put her to sleep. I think that would be the thing of, all right, that's what she's going to keep seeing forever is her victory. So if you ever enter there, you're in bad shape. But if you otherwise, you're good to go.
Yeah, I think that's a very smart way to use this.
That is good. And yeah. Even if your party doesn't even approach her, or if they decide not to, like, use her magic, this is something that's going to grow on its own anyways. And so it'll just happen if your party doesn't deal with it.
Now, to be clear, to be more fair to your players, they should stumble upon it for things start to happen with it. Like, don't just randomly be like, oh, there's a nightmare hag who took over the Feywilds, and be like, what? When did that? And it's like, oh, you didn't go to this one area inside of my town, but if you did, you would have seen... Don't do that. That's less fun. But if they stumble across it and go, no, we're good, we'll get the information some other way, then have that happen and be like, remember that nightmare hag you guys said, eh, and walked away from? Well, that chicken came home to roost, my guys and gals.
On a slightly related note, there's a new queen of the Feywild.
Yes, that's how you should do it.
Oh, also, I feel like there should be a reversal of the hagification of the hag. I mean, you can do it either way. You could have it be that she is this old lady person who's in charge here. Like, why is the new Feywild queen kind of gross? Or you could have it be that it's like, oh, she's beautiful again and youthful and all these things. And it's like, you don't suspect anything about this. You didn't pay close enough attention. But yeah, either way, I feel like you can have a really good time with it.
Yeah, either way, I think, oh, I just love the fact that they're like, yeah, okay, we'll get to this part. And then by the time they get to it, it's like the person running it is like beautiful. And now she's just, now, like you said, Malcolm, she's going for the gods now. So that's, then they're starting to like realize this is a thing that's going on right now. How do we stop something that's gotten so big they have Hades sleeping in there now, or or Zeus is taking a nap type thing? And then what happens if they, like, can she just make their stay longer and longer? Or is there a term limit, you know?
I think it's they go in knowing what's going to happen. I love the idea of her just being upfront about all of this. It's like, I'm going to make your dreams come true. Come with me to Dreamland. And it's like, you make the deal with it knowing. And that's her big pitch, is like, I'm not hiding anything from you. You know what you're
going
to get.
Right. So like, do they,
I am going to give you paradise.
Do they start? So like, do they at the beginning of negotiations, let's call it, decide how long they will sleep for, or is it just automatically indefinite amount of time?
I think most people would want indefinite amounts of time of paradise.
And I think that might be the only part she lies to people about. It's like, yeah, I'll do it for like a year, maybe.
Yeah, it could be a thing of where it's like that, or not mentioning time specifically. Or it'd be, oh, no, that's what it is. It's a year in dream time is not equivalent to a year in our time, and vice versa. So it could just be like, oh, yeah, and it's like, oh, well, you can live out a whole lifetime being asleep. So when you go in the dream, it's so much slower. But she's got the move. She's going. She's getting everything set up.
Yeah, that, or what
should
if...
Should we name her? I want a name for this nightmare hag.
What if she, what if her, in her closets, it's like you have to get to a certain amount of happiness or peacefulness in order to leave? You know, like she gives you the check marks. Yeah, once your body gets to like this percentage of rested, blah, 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 blah. Once those all check up, you wake up, you get to go. So enjoy your time. Don't worry about it. And then like,
oh, it's a satisfaction guaranteed like clause where it's right. Like, you won't leave until you're that happy. I promise you, you'll get there. And then it's just, that's how she keeps
them
track.
And then she has minions there who are like, oh, like, you know, the planted reviewers is like, oh man, I woke up in 3 days. It was great. I've never felt more refreshed. Look, I even was able to take over this town down the road. It was great. I never used to be able to do that before I went to Dreamland. And then that's when like the person's like, oh,
I love that Dreamland is just a big scam now. It's really what it is, but it is also a big scam. Yeah.
So I was thinking in my mind like a Leaning Tower of Pisa looking building. But what if you just make it a three-dimensional triangle? And that's how you describe it to your players. It's like, oh, you see this giant three-dimensional triangle up. And then like as they get in, they realize, and slowly but surely, it's actually a pyramid scheme.
That's good.
I love this. I love the concept of, I might run this one too, Mom, but I love the concept of this like nightmare hag, which I keep wanting to say lich. I don't know what's up with that. But this nightmare hag coming in and just being like, okay, I'm just siphoning a little bit of your power so you can go to sleep easier. You won't wake up until you're this much happy, I guarantee. And then so that's what keeps him in. And then she's like, all right, I can take on God soon. And then she just starts going up. And yeah, she's just like, oh, hello. And maybe there's certain gods where she is going to have to fight them because they don't want to go to sleep. But people like Hades, who've gotten like screwed in most of his stories of like, oh, hey, were you supposed to be happy, Hades? Whoops. It's like, well, now it's like, well, yeah, here's if your brother's like treated you actually decently. And it's like, Yeah, that's what I want. I want to live in that world. And she's like, I can do that. And you can have the whole ethical debate of, well, you should wake them up so they can face reality. And it's like, well, if they dream about it so much, isn't that their new reality anyway? Do you have a right to separate them from what they wanted to be their reality? And she can be, that can be like her sales pitch of like, don't wake people up. You're not only messing up what I'm doing, but you're taking away happiness from them. So she's just kind of the worst person because she's profiting off of happiness in an indirectly evil way, but at the same time using it and weaponizing it against you to not be able to stop her.
That's really good.
But yeah, we have some pretty good stuff here. I really like where this one went. Me too. Nightmare Hag is really awesome.
I can't think of a name for her right now.
I keep thinking of human names. My little parody brain wants...
Oh, sorry. I keep going to Agatha Christie. Hagatha Christie.
Not bad.
God, that's
But yeah, my brain kept going to Abigail, and then it kept going to Nancy because of Nightmare on Elm Street, so... Hagagail's good. Hagatha's also good. Hagatha should be like the cruel nickname that she was called when she was cast out.
How about Bippity Boppity Snooze?
that's a good name for the episode. But yeah, when it comes to this Nightmare Hag, I like the idea of her genuinely not being evil, just being like a very set on her goal person, and that she's like, what is the least damage I can do while doing this? And then if I don't care if I have to cause damage, but I want to try to do it like in the least hurtful way. Also, aren't Fae kind? Aren't there good Fae as well? Like, kind Fae?
Well, Fae don't really have a... They're chaotic, for the most part. But when you're kicked out, that's... the hags lose their beauty. They lose most of their magical power and stuff like that. So they lose that, like, that everlasting youth and whatnot from being in the Fae Wild. There's more chaotic Fae. There's really nice ones. It depends on... Think very much wild magic.
I think that then you could have it be that she is on the nicer side. More of a neutral, chaotic neutral, where it's just like, look, I don't want to hurt anybody, but if I gotta... like, that kind of...
Yeah, she's feeling. She's manipulating people. She's a Jewish grandmother.
Well, I don't know if we could say that.
Well, I'm Jewish, so... My grandmother was very, oh, you don't want to wash your dishes for me? Oh, that's okay. It's fine. I'm old. I'll wash my own dishes. It's great. It's fine. I just didn't survive, you know, stuff. But, you know, just the guilt.
So
all the guilt that transforms me into me.
So
a guilty diamond.
For naming the hag, we had talked about kind of like mixing up references for names in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, the term for night hag came about in because of like sleep paralysis. Like, that's what the creature was called that would, like, some people would feel sitting on their chest when they're...
Oh, that is the sleep paralysis demon. Yeah. There you go.
And boom. So the being, a name for it was Marin, and that's in like Proto-Germanic. So, and then the person who codified it and put it into, like, the Dictionary of the English Language was Samuel Johnson. So, if I was going to give the hag in my game a name, it would just be Sam Marin.
So, me.
Yeah. Samantha, what's the little...
Wow, that is very close to my name. That is very freaky.
So, that could be a name.
Sam Marin, I like that.
It doesn't help with, like, coming up with a clever title, but...
No, I like Bippity Boppity Snooze. That's pretty good.
Side note, I just want people to know I do actually love my grandmother, and I miss her all the time. But she was very good at being passive-aggressive, which I think this person is. So she's just... You're right. She doesn't want to kill anybody, but you're going to go to sleep.
Yeah. It's going to be the thing of like, oh, okay, you just break into my place, start stumbling around here, threaten to wake everybody up, but sure, no, stay awake. Cause problems for me. I didn't work hard to keep everybody asleep, to make sure everybody got their dreams all set. No, that's not what I did at all. Just Just go, yeah.
I just also love it if, like, your party wanders in there after, like, a big fight. She's just like, oh, why don't you just have a rest? It's real quick, real easy. Like, just, you know, sleep here for the night. Feel good. This is my gig. I do all of this stuff anyway. Look at all these people that are here. They're sleeping. And then, like, you can walk down corridors and you could, if your party rolls an investigation check, they could see, like, a name that they recognize, you know, type thing.
Well, here's the other question. This one's gone. Here's the other question. Should it be that she automatically puts them in the deep sleep? Because I think the more manipulative move is to not do that instantly, but it's like, no, rest here for the night. And it's like, oh, you have a lot of weird creatures here. And she's like, yeah, I also provide a service where you can enter your dreamland. And it's like, would you like to do this? And she's like, it's all interconnected. And then they can find a person whose stuff they're looking for and go, yeah, I wanna, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't worry, any harm that happens to you doesn't transfer to your real body, you're okay, so you can get the Groundhog Day explanation out of the way, you get the establishment of the rules, maybe there can even be a thing of like, don't interact too much with other people's dreams, because you can
sanity
fundamentally change them, mm-hmm, and like taint what they're supposed to be, and it's like, okay, well, you don't want that, that's not good. So it can be a thing where it's like, all right, we got to get this information, but we can't break the dream. Or it's like, we got to get this information, so we got to break the dream. We got to wake this person up. If you wanted to, you can have it be you wake one up, you wake everybody up, which is a shorter campaign, which I don't like as much, to be honest. But hey, it's your game.
Play.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to play it with you, so, you know, I'm not running it for you, I should say. That sounds better. So, yeah, you do what you want with it, but hopefully we've given you a lot of options here. I think we're about to head into the recap.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got recap this week, and David, you have synopsis, so I'll get on my recap so you can start brainstorming. So yeah, your party's been hired out to investigate this business created by the sweet old lady. For whatever reason, you can call her Samirin, or I don't know, Grandma Nut keeps coming to my mind because that's what Rich and Cam always named every old lady they had, apparently, was Grandma Nut.
I mean, it was because of that one very good Nut episode where they had them from the Candyland, Zombieland, Candyland.
She's also now in their... Rich's Ascent campaign on DM's Treehouse. So, yeah, Grandma Nut invites you in. And she tells you a little bit about you sleeping in this place. You get to snooze. You get to travel dreams. As your party's going in, you notice someone there, so you can hop in the dreamland. And you realize that your party keeps losing and stuff. But overall, that you try to wake yourselves up, wake up everybody, and take on this nightmare hag who's slowly taken over the Feywild.
Or befriend her,
yeah. Does that give you enough to ramble on long enough for you, David?
Yeah, I think so. The old and decrepit hag leads you down into the basement of this building. The deal you signed to get information from one of her residents. Still wet on the page. You're led by a series of beds. Peeking to the side, you see a mind flayer, Kuatoa, a beholder in a big bed, all sleeping soundly, comfortably. You walk by a large room with a dragon, snoozing, letting out tiny snores. Going further down, there's a series of empty beds next to the person you're here for. She just says,
"Lay down now. You'll be asleep soon."
You lay down, and sleep quickly comes over you. And you wake up in this beautiful landscape. All kinds of birds, many different colors flying around you. And there, in the garden, gardening. An action you've never seen this person do before. Looking peaceful is the lich your party has fought. On and off. And they look up, a begonia in their hand. Like, oh, it's you guys again. What do you want? You step forward. Information.
God, I need art of a lich gardening with a begonia in his hand.
I admittedly thought of Thanos, but I love it.
Oh, man. With just the all-black, like, floating shawl tethered with, like, a sun hat on top.
Oh, that's good.
This was fun.
I like that the lich didn't, like, make himself, like, back together again. It's still a lich. It's just like, now I get the guard now. Yeah, that's the stuff.
All right, Malcolm, why don't you take us on out of this one?
Well, thanks, guys, for listening to Fill in the Gaps. This was a great episode. I had a great time working on it with these guys. Yeah, I'm excited to... I still can't think of that name, and I'm sorry. I probably should have. We said it, but I can't think of what we named the Nightmare Hag, but that's cool. She's awesome. This has been a really fun one. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did making it. Stay safe out there, have a good day, and sweet dreams.
Our theme music is Today by Limby off of their album Drive. If you like it, you can hear more from them at limby.bandcamp.com or on their actual play podcast, Mabardin. That's Limby, spelled L-I-N-D-B-Y. And if you want to hear more from your host, well, you can find me, Malcolm, at The Ruler of Rhyme.
I am at DM Mambo 5.
You can find me at Daedra 18, that is D-A-E-D-R-A 1-8.
And you can follow the show at FitGD&D or on our Discord server. We are always looking for new themes and scenarios to add to our list. The show is edited by our beloved audio gremlin, Andrew Brown, and you can follow them at Nubinator 912. Lastly, we are an Obtuse Audio Studios podcast, and you can learn more about us at obtuseaudio.com. Don't forget to give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, if that's what you think we deserve, but we hope you do. All right, thanks, have a great day, and be good to each other.
What's in your thoughts? Oh, what's in your mind? What fills your head and what leaves it behind? It's too much today. It's too much today.
Obtuse Audio.